We serve an awesome God. Amen?
Amen.
Well, does anybody know the one who starts something doesn't quit until it's well done?
Amen.
So look at your neighbor. Say, he's on the job.
He's on the job.
And he's not going to quit early.
He's not going to quit early.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen. I want to give you a word about what happens when you get depressed. How many of you have ever gotten depressed? Thank you. Depression is the deception that comes from seeing the world from your perspective or point of view.
Oh, could you say that again?
Depression is the deception that comes from seeing the world from your perspective or point of view. Try it on for size. Just close your eyes. Say, depression is the deception that comes from seeing the world from my perspective or my point of view. Here's the solution. Truth comes from seeing the world through my eyes, says the Lord, from where I sit at the right hand of the Father. And if you see Isaiah chapter 6, it might be helpful, which is where we're going. Isaiah chapter 6. I know it's Pentecost, I haven't forgotten. But I need to take you to see a little bit about what happens when the Spirit of the Lord is on Isaiah, and that he is being commissioned to do something that he doesn't seem to be valuable enough in his own eyes. And I believe it's a prophetic type of word that's going to pull you out of depression if you simply look at God's plan and start prophesying what he says about you instead of what you think. Say, my attitude can stink.
My attitude can stink.
Especially when I'm looking at me.
Especially when I'm looking at me.
And depression's around the corner. Because it's my perspective instead of God's perspective. Amen?
Amen.
So here's Isaiah, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another. Say, there's communication in the realm of the Spirit.
There's communication in the realm of the Spirit.
Angels are talking.
Angels are talking.
They're crying out.
Holy,
holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. And the whole earth is full of his glory. Now you might find this one a little interesting, Deborah. At the sound of their voices, the doorpost and threshold shook, and the whole temple was filled with smoke. I see those as poles. They just happen to be with a lot of people around, right? Okay. Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. So now he's had a vision, and he's overwhelmed. Here's the activity of the angels. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal on his hand, and which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sins atoned for. Say, that's the good news. That's the gospel. My guilt is taken away. My sins are atoned for. Why should I keep trying to pay for what he's already paid for? Got it? Then he said, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us?
Send me.
And I said, here I am, send me. He said, go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Make the hearts of this people callous. Make their ears dull and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their spirit. I changed one word there. Hearts. If you and I start conceiving that we can understand God with the brains we've got, we're in deep, deep trouble. Because the only way that you're going to understand God is from your heart, which is your spirit man. That's why I push buttons around here to make sure that you use what you got. And if you get visions, you need to speak them. If you get words of knowledge, you need to open your mouth. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
Yeah. But I didn't hear it. That's why I'm pressing in. Okay? And sending me, yes, send me, Lord, I'm ready. Because he prepared me. I may not think I'm good enough. I may not believe that I'm good enough. But it doesn't matter what I think or what I believe. He's already paid the price. So you better get a new attitude. Look at your neighbor. Say, get a new attitude.
Get a new attitude.
And a new altitude will come.
And a new altitude will come.
So if you want to live at the bottom of the ocean, it's up to you. The people are going to walk right over you. The ocean can represent people. Lots of them. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that this man was changed because of angelic activity. They're coming to your house tonight.
Come on in.
Yeah. Why should they stay here?
Homeless.
Bring them home. Good grief, they need a job. And your mouth is going to declare what God says about you instead of your attitude. Okay? Your attitude will dump you right into the gutter. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. So you got to get a new one. Depression is the deception that comes from seeing the world from your perspective. The spirit of truth comes from seeing the world through the eyes of the Lord. And from where he sits at the right hand of the Father. You can sit there if you want to. You can stay depressed if you so choose. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Until the day, verse 2, that he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He's out of the grave. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. And on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. By the way, he was having lunch, right? Spirit beings can have lunch. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? They're still focused on flesh. They want to get rid of the Romans. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The report that you gave about Dugit is this exact word. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way. You have seen him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath walk or a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying, and those present were Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. It's kind of cool that the mother of Jesus and his brothers are there, isn't it? They had a need. It was the Holy Ghost they needed. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit. And it goes on, and I can just skip that all the way up to chapter 2. And the Amplified would say, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. It's not your brain that'll ever unlock your spirit. By thinking about praying in tongues will never work. And that was my hardest challenge. Because when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost in 1977, four syllables came out. and they drove me nuts. I didn't understand, yet I understood what I was saying, and I couldn't understand how come I knew. Because they told me, you won't understand, but I did. Nobody told me that I had interpretation as well, so God gave me a double gift. And I'm ever grateful. But it took months for me to wake up, that I had to push, like childbirth, to get it to work. So I pushed for roughly 6 weeks. Now, I know people say that, you know, you can have a birth after 9 months, and if they come early, it might not be quite developed. Well, my tongues came out in lumps and lumps. When my wife got baptized in the Holy Spirit 5 years later, she had a fluent language right away, and I was so jealous. Yeah, I was. She was so drunk, she couldn't even walk. I had to carry her, basically, which was okay. I didn't mind. We can carry women once in a while, right, John? Oh, don't debate too long. You got one next to you longer than me. But all teasing aside, check that book of Acts and get hungry. Demand what you have already been given as a gift. And don't let God off the hook. You know what? When my mother got baptized in the Holy Ghost, which was roughly about 7 months after me, she was so scared that she might make a mistake that she shut herself up and clammed up like a clam. Approximately 5 hours later, Mom is sleeping in her bed, because they were sleeping in twin beds at the time, and Dad was sleeping in his bed, and he woke up and told her to shut up. She got baptized in the Holy Ghost while she was sleeping. So is there a formula that works? Yes. You're it. You're the formula that works. You're the one that can insist, hey, this is what it says that was done on Pentecost. It's Pentecost. I want it. Okay? The highlight that I can give you is this. After the prayer line was established at Grace Church, I would say this is about 1986, maybe 87. An 82 or 3-year-old woman called. She's in a nursing home. She said, I got your number from a friend. And I'm calling because I need prayer. And we began to pray and ask God for grace for her, and she was discouraged and she was broken. And I said, well, have you ever been to a charismatic type service or a Pentecostal type service? Oh, she says, of course, one time in my life. I was about 11. She says, my great aunt took me to this service in the woods, in a big field, and there was a man preaching. And my great aunt started to talk in a brand new language, and she says, you know what? I haven't thought about that in all those years. So I explained to her about Acts chapter 2, and we could agree in prayer, and God could baptize her in the nursing home. And she says, I'm too old. I said, I don't remember it says anything about age over here. I said, would you like to celebrate Christ Jesus and celebrate the victory that he already paid for? That's the gift he sent to the people. Are you a people? She says, I is. Good. So we prayed. We were on the phone for roughly 10-12 minutes, and she got baptized in the Holy Ghost. She got her new tongues, and for the next hour, we cried and sang and worshiped God. Look at your neighbor, say, it's not too late. It's not too late. God can do it for me. All I got to do is get my brain out of the way and let my spirit rise. Because it's Pentecost. And the same Holy Ghost that is coming in the last days, God says in verse 17 of chapter 2, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Sons and daughters will prophesy.
Sons and daughters will prophesy.
That's us. Young men and women will have visions. That's us. The old men and old will dream dreams. That's Kim. No. Come on now. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. It says they will prophesy. So your great gift is prophecy is available if you just ask him. Got it? Lift your hands, close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I'm demanding. What happened to them?
What happened to them?
Is promised for me. And I want a double dose. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate you, Lord. More than ever. I need those gifts. So that God can use me. He has prepared me. And I want to go forth. So let me have that anointing. The instructions. And then the courage and grace to do it. In Jesus' name. We pray. That's it. Well, you've got a commission now.